From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, surgical robots are on track to get even more futuristic by stopping tumors even before they start. And a look back at the Civil Rights Act, signed into law 50 years ago today. First, to one of the defining political battles of the present day, immigration. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, State Senator Royce West, and federal officials traveled to the border city of McAllen today. In a surprise announcement last weekend, Jenkins said Dallas County would host more than 2,000 of the immigrant children who've crossed the border in the last few months. KERA's Dwali Saikautau is in the Rio Grande Valley, and she's with us now. Dwali, sketch out what you saw today.
Justin, I've been driving a lot. I was in downtown. There, I saw a parking lot at a bus station that's been turned into a shelter housing immigrants. But these are families and mothers with children. A nearby church is helping house migrants, too. But the Dallas delegation went to detention centers where mostly unaccompanied children were living. Reporters weren't allowed inside those federal centers. But after his visit, Senator Royce West called what he saw deplorable.
I don't know what circumstances they came from, but I can tell you that based on even the most fundamental standards that we have in the United States, the conditions they're living in right now would not be acceptable to Texans.
He said there were children, 15 to 20 of them, inside a room built for five people with only one bathroom, and many of the children hadn't showered for days.
And what did Judge Clay Jenkins have to say?
Along a stretch of highway in McAllen and not far from one of the detention sites holding the migrant youths, Judge Jenkins told reporters that he'll announce as early as tomorrow some of the dozen locations in Dallas County that will house these children. But Justin, he also said that critics need to stand aside.
These are children. Whatever you think about immigration, these are children. We have the capability to ensure that this is handled in a safe way. Step back and let us do our jobs. And remember that if the shoe were on the other foot and it was your child that's 1,000 miles away from you, you would be praying for somebody to do what we're trying to do now.
In California, some of the children moved from here couldn't reach their destinations because protesters prevented buses from passing. Nothing like that has happened in Texas.
I understand you also heard from ICE, the Federal Customs Agency, today?
Yes, I attended a briefing at a river along the border here. Commissioner Gil Kurlikowski says the federal government wants to send a strong message that there is no pathway for citizenship for anyone entering the U.S. illegally.
If you cross the border illegally, no matter what your age is, you are not going to get legal papers. There is no permiso. There is no permission to stay. Together, we're processing the unaccompanied children and the families through this system as quickly as we can. We've located additional facilities to house and process the children, places like Lackland Air Force Base and Fort Sill, Oklahoma.
More federal officials are planning visits to this southern border. Tomorrow, several members of Congress and federal officials are traveling to nearby Harlingen to see firsthand the influx of immigrants into the U.S.
KERA's Dwali Saikautau from McAllen. Thanks, Dwali.
You bet, Justin.
It's hard to believe robots have done more than a million surgeries. The next big leap forward could be nipping out tumors before they become, well, tumors. Lauren Silverman got a glimpse of the future at the Aspen Ideas Festival in Colorado.
The Da Vinci robot looks like a giant metal spider.
It's large. It reaches over the top of the patient, and it has multiple arms that come in and hold the instruments.
Dr. Catherine Moore is the director of medical research for the company that makes Da Vinci. She's demonstrating the way a doctor controls those big spider-like arms at a console a few feet away. Moore sits and stares into a screen showing a close-up of the robot's instruments, which in this case are hovering above some plastic cones and rings, not an actual organ.
I want someone to be a two-handed surgeon. I want them to be able to hand things back and forth, stretch them. I'll do little trick over here where I'm stuffing it through.
Now, the revolutionary part of this robotic system is that it gives surgeons an extraordinary amount of precision to operate while making just a few incisions the size of a dime on a patient. Although they're not cheap for hospitals, Da Vinci's can cost as much as $2 million, there is no doubt they make a difference. tiny movements that were once impossible become routine. And studies show with this type of minimally invasive robotic surgery, patients can recover faster. Still, Moore insists robotic surgery is just a small part of the future of healthcare.
When we want to think about healthcare, one of the most important things that we ought to be focusing on is wellness and prevention. In the interventional world, which is where I live in with the surgical robot, we are really there when prevention has failed.
When a tumor has already grown, when arteries are irreversibly clogged. The truly disruptive technologies, Moore says, will be tools that use biomarkers to make earlier diagnoses long before surgery is necessary.
What's going to happen is that these cancers will continue to arise. We are just going to catch them earlier, and we are going to make them be not the life-ending event.
In the next few decades, Moore says imaging technology could identify trouble spots before they're tumors. Fluorescent tagging and 3D navigation could allow surgeons to be more precise in cutting out disease and leaving healthy tissue intact. Even stem cell advances could change the role of robotic systems like the Da Vinci.
As we start to live longer, we sag, we tear, we wear out. We're going to want replacements for our knee joints because they are causing us pain. Our kidneys are going to start to give out. Well, now I'm going to start looking at all these folks over in regenerative medicine who are saying, I can take your stem cells, I can grow you a new organ. And my role in that is saying, I can install that new organ through tiny little incisions, and then you go home with Band-Aids on your belly and you've had your kidney function restored.
So robots, don't worry, you're not going to lose your job. You just might need to get comfortable being a team player. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Fifty years ago today, against the background of violence and fear, during what was known as the Freedom Summer, a president from Texas named Lyndon Baines Johnson made history.
My fellow Americans, I am about to sign into law the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Americans of every race and color have died in battle to protect our freedom. Americans of every race and color have worked to build a nation of widening opportunities. Now, our generation of Americans has been called on to continue the unending search for justice within our own borders.
Over the last month, KERA has marked the anniversary with a series of remembrances from North Texans called the Voices of Freedom Summer.
The Freedom Summer was the beginning of the fight for the right to vote. And if you look at all of the people who spent long, long painful days and nights in the nasty jails in the South, people who got their heads beat in, you know, they ate a lot of tear gas.
There was an untold cost of blood and lives and sacrifices made in Mississippi. The core of SNCC workers did not see the Civil Rights Act as a solution. But we saw it as a little step in the right direction.
These are photographs of the actual meetings of the Ku Klux Klan in Fort Worth, Texas. It's so many people there, and these were prominent citizens. It reminds me of our journey, all of us, regardless of color, in this United States of America.
That was Judge Mary Ellen Hicks, and before that, Reverend Peter Johnson and Ernest McMillan, a former member of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. To hear all of the stories from our series, The Voices of Freedom Summer, and to find a link to NPR's in-depth digital storytelling project marking today's anniversary of the Civil Rights Act, visit keranews.org. For the evening, mostly cloudy skies, a slight chance for storms with a low around 74. Tomorrow should be partly sunny, 20% chance for rain with a high near 93. It's currently 93 degrees in Dallas, 91 in Fort Worth, 92 in Tyler, and 84 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.